Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir Spanso, Lui Nishmas, Ambiak Hashom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Kiddushin Dav Samechtes. The Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak brings that it says in the Pasuk, Ekanto v'alisa l'makoy m'sheivcha Hashem l'makecho, you go up to Beis HaMikdosh, melamed she-Beis HaMikdosh gavoya mikol Eretz Yisrael, ve-Eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol ha-Aratzos. Meaning, Harabai's Beis HaMikdosh is the highest in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is highest in the world. The Ritva is already in Chilak Aleph Simin Taf Rishlametes asks, you look at the Harabais, go to Harabais today, you'll see the Harabais is not the highest in Yerushalayim. Even around it, it's not the highest. So the Ritva goes on to explain technically what happened. He said the Harabais itself, Umas Oilum, they used to dig Harabais. So they dug and dug and made it lower and lower. And on the other hand, Yerushalayim, there was so much destruction, rebuilding, that Yerushalayim got higher and higher. So that's why Har Habayis today is lower than Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is higher because of all the history and the wars and destruction and rebuilding that happened in that city. But this still doesn't explain, what about Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean Eretz Yisrael, the highest in the whole world? And what way is the highest? There are mountains in the world much higher than Eretz Yisrael. So the Mefarshim say a divim shat. We'll say it like this. The Maharsha says, the world is round. So when the world is round, the question is, what's the highest in the round world? Really, when the world is round, nothing is depends on how you turn around the ball. It's really relative. Because Earth is round, so you can decide which part will be highest. So says the Maharsha. Because Beis HaMikdosh is the center of the world. And that's exactly where the world is the best place, as we know. So that's pshat, that it's the top of the world, because you take the earth, which is round, and you put Eretz Yisrael on the top. And the Maharal says the same idea. He says the point is, because Eretz Yisrael and Beis HaMikdosh is the most kaddishtik place in the world. So when you're looking at the ball, which is called earth, and the question is, what is the top? Whatever is the place where you have the biggest kedusha, that's the top of the world. So yes, it's considered to be highest because that's the top place in the ball called Earth. And the exact same idea, really, the Chasam Sefer says in Teres Moshe. Chasam Sefer brings, he says, you know, the Earth is a round ball, and the mountains are some indentations that come out of the ball. Similar, he says, to what you have with things coming out of an asterisk. Asterisk is not flat. There's different ups and downs on the asterisk. So in the world, you have ups and downs, but really it's a ball. Beis HaMikdosh is a mimenu hushta soilom. That's the beginning of the world. That's the beginning of the world. That's the center. That's the top. So that's what the Gemara means to say. The Beis HaMikdosh is the top of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is the top of the entire world. And comes out of these mefarshim, that this is not only a conceptual idea, that Eretz Yisrael is the top, but also physically there is an aspect that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim are the highest places in the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.